Hello and welcome to another Modern Commerce Talks. My name is Jack Stratton. I am Head of Trends at Insider Trends, and I'm delighted today to be joined by Sophie Vildal, who is Senior Commerce Advisor at Aventia, and Thomas Ranland, who is Product Architect and Product Manager at Voyado. Hello, guys.
Hi. Hello.
Lovely to join you. And today we're talking about, well, you know, it's a very broad subject, and I think what we'll do is probably end up kind of reining in to a more specific area of this. But let me, Sophie, if I let you just kind of introduce this, the kind of broad question today is, how can you optimize your e-commerce site for maximized conversions and customer experience? If I let you take that, and then we can kind of take the conversation from there and put it over to Tom.
Yeah, and like you said, there are so many ways of going about trying to answer that question. It's the golden question, I think, today. Thomas and I, we want to focus on two or three things that we think could make a big difference right now. Relevance, personalization, and also a bit about AI. So that's our approach today. And then there are lots of other things you can do, but that's what we want to focus on today that we think can make a big difference.
Awesome. Okay, so let's start off with a couple of those. Thomas, if I direct a lot of this towards you, Sophie, just obviously jump in anytime you want to add something. So Thomas, let's start with relevance. I'm no e-com expert. I hear that word a lot. What is relevance? And tell us a bit about that and how it's evolving.
Well, yes, relevance is the reason people are listening to you or visiting your site. In the early days of e-commerce, relevance was basically just correctness, showing the correct product details, showing the correct price and availability. And that was kind of sufficient to be able to have an online shopping. But relevance is a moving target. And now we have recommendations, we have features like filtering, what we call relevance sort order, we have content, a lot of content on sites usually, and we have discovery engines that attempt to optimize the entire product discovery journey. They try to understand the products in detail and also in an abstract way. And they try to understand customers, their history, and the current user intent. And they need to correctly interpret, for instance, a search query, which could have a dozens of valid interpretations. And in the old days, we'd just show up whatever products would match the keywords. But nowadays, we need to find the most probable interpretation and show your relevant results based on that. So that's one way to see how the relevance is really a moving target.
How, if I jump in here, Sophie, how would you go about then? I think Thomas touched on it a little bit, but how would you go about, from a business asking you for advice here, how would you go about being more relevant? What are the key ways that you can become more relevant and unify some of what's going on?
I would say you need to kind of start from the beginning. Our kind of interpretation of how people are working today or companies is that they're just kind of adding relevance and personalization on top of all the other things they're doing. And we think maybe they should start from the beginning, having a joint plan across departments and, okay, who is it that we're talking to? What do I know about them? Or how can we identify them? What kind of things can be interesting for them? And what departments have which information? And what kind of paths? How do they cross each other? So we think, looking across departments and sharing all this information is how you could go about being more relevant, not just on site, but in all the channels, because the customer is meeting you in so many more places than just on site.
And I feel like, I mean, this is an obvious point to make. When we have these kinds of discussions, one topic spills into another. So obviously you can't really talk about relevance without talking about personalization. Thomas, what, just in a kind of simple way, what is personalization when we're talking about the optimization of e-commerce? What does that mean to you?
So personalization, I think, is a thousand things. I think it's rather easy to do with marketing. You're sending out a mail and you can use all the knowledge that you have from a known customer. When people visit your site, it's a different matter. First, you need to be able to identify the customer to do any kind of personalization. And then you have to have some information about that customer. It could be profile data, it could be purchase history and so on. And then you also need some kind of opportunity to actually make a difference. So you need to give the control to the personalization engine or the discovery engine to actually make action based on that knowledge and not be strictly returning whatever has been set up by a merchandiser. So there are many things that can create problems with when doing personalization. But I think that one of the main goals with personalization is really to make the e-commerce, the online visit, more humanized and customized, because that's what you get in an in-store visit. You have staff that you can ask questions and you know how to navigate. But online, it's a different matter, and you need to kind of create a humanized experience. So personalization is one thing you can do. And you can do it within the visit. You can have recent searches, recently viewed products, recommendation on the checkout page based on your cart. But you can also try to do kind of the more customer purchase history, profile data based. And then you probably need to up your identification a lot, but also pull information about the customer in from different system and have a kind of a 360 view of the customer.
Yeah, and can I add something here, Jack?
Yeah, please.
I come from the customer side, and I think one challenge, or there are a lot of challenges, of course, but for some companies is that you like kind of the balance of personalization and then that plan that you have, you know, but my plan is to sell this or push this, and kind of how to balance, you know, the letting the personalization do its job, but at the same time, your planned communication. I think that might be, and we were talking about this earlier, Thomas and I, that, you know, kind of letting the personalization do its job and trusting kind of these. But I think that's a challenge for some people, you know, because they have their plan. This is what we want to sell. But, you know, kind of challenging yourself and finding that balance in letting the personalization and these great algorithms do their job.
Again, that I think is a nice jumping off point for maybe the third area that you touched on at the beginning. Where you mentioned AI. So what I'm interested in this, so again, in the context of this optimizing e-com, relevance, personalization, what is the role of AI here? You know, and how does it become something that leads to, you know, happier customers and better real human experiences, rather than something that simply just, you know, speeds up and algorithmically perfects something that was already quite good? What does it give to the customer that just means a better customer experience?
Yeah, I think artificial intelligence can be used to enhance the user experience in several ways for e-commerce. It could, of course, automate merchandising. All those small decisions that can be rather easily automated with artificial intelligence nowadays. But it could also help understand the customer, interpret user intent, for instance. And the artificial intelligence is really gearing up the last 5 or 10 years. And we have large language models, which makes it easier to do interpretations of search questions, for instance. But also a more and more of a kind of a dialogue form. In the early days, you could ask a search question, for instance, and you would get a result, or you could go to a category page and see a list of products. But now more and more, we start really early with suggesting search phrases, suggesting products and content. We do auto correction, and we help you with, okay, we couldn't give you this product type with that brand, but maybe you can look at this other brand that we have learned from user behavior that behaves in a similar way to the brand, to your favorite brand. So there are many ways to kind of give it the human touch with or without AI, but by emulating experienced store staff.
It's really interesting. And Sophie, anything to add on that before I kind of have a final question for you both?
Well, a little bit off topic, but I do have to mention, and I think a lot of our listeners might be interested, but just AI and kind of where we are today and AI combined with the human touch, would have to mention just ChatGPT as well. You know, you have to mention that it's on everyone's topic and how that can, because it is the combination of using AI, but with the human touch, being more effective, but, you know, being smart with what you can get out of that, but then making it something really great online. So I'm sorry, I had to mention that as well.
Yes.
But it's so on topic. So
no, it is so interesting. Yeah. Look, that's part of why everyone's talking about it. It's not just because everyone's talking about it, it's because it's super interesting.
It is the combination of those two that's going to make the magic, I think.
Yeah, I think there are many levels where we can use technology and artificial intelligence. For instance, with our product, Viota Elevate, we have a knowledge graph, which brings a lot of added information, added knowledge around products that you don't get kind of in the product feed or in your PIM, which we can use to do a lot of nice things like understand users, direct users, and do better in kind of motivate choices. Why should I buy this product that seems twice as expensive as that product? Well, maybe it has some features that's really worth it, or maybe it has a longevity and so on. And that kind of information is what you get from store stuff, but it's usually harder to get by online. So motivating with badges, urgency, and kind of general knowledge about the industry is important to put into your online site. Combining that with customer information, so we have another product, Viota Engage, of course, that works with marketing and customer relations, and all that information can be moved into the site with Elevate. So we can create kind of audience promotions, so you can target merchandising towards the audiences that you set up in Engage, and doing that you get kind of that planned idea that you talked about, Sophie, in the beginning, where you have departments communicating either directly or through technology, and they can share information and share knowledge about customers and about products.
Yeah, and I would like to add as well that your tools that I work with as well saves a lot of time, and it is making the merchandiser's job a lot easier. So they can save time and maybe put that into other converting actions. I mean, today you need to be really efficient. We know today that all companies, or most, I think, need to kind of be smart about what they put their time into. So it's so great with all these technologies that can kind of save time on some parts in order to put the time into other actions as well. So
And I think if people at the moment aren't talking about ChatGPT, they're talking about they're talking about financial uncertainty. That's basically they're the two topics on everyone's mind. So maybe just as a final question, and I'll put this to you first, Thomas and Sophie, you jump in. Taking in everything we're talking about, optimizing your e-commerce site for customer experience, and then thinking about AI, so say we're talking specifically about relevance, personalization, AI. If I'm at a business now and I'm juggling all these different things and I'm thinking about stores and online and everything, and I know I've got essentially no budget to play with anything new. What would be your pitch to say why this is maybe something that you should focus energy on? So why any investment in this is so likely to return some kind of financial benefit? What, in terms of putting all of this in the context of this financial uncertainty, why is it worth focusing on relevance, personalization, AI?
Well, conversion is really important, but we know that customer acquisition is very costly. So what you also need is customer retention. You can't get retention if they don't get a good user experience, and if they don't feel that your site is relevant to them. So that is something you can focus on. You don't need a big budget to do a lot of these things, improve recommendations, motivate choices, add convenience personalization, as I call it, recent searches, recently viewed items, and so on, and be a little bit more humanized on your site. That's a lot of things you can do with very little money, and you don't need to kind of cut your prices or anything to get people to stay.
Really interesting. And Sophie, over to you. What would your other than what Thomas has said, which I'm sure you agree with, would be your focus of where, you know, why to
But it is, of course, saving costs, but it's all about the customer experience. And I think I would just have to add that you know, encouraging everyone to kind of do this across all the departments at the companies. I mean, I think a lot of people are organized. There's an e-com, there's the CRM and CRM team, there's the marketing team. But I think what's going to make the difference in being more efficient with the people that you have is that they do this job together, you know, put some time into like, okay, what do we have? What can we do together? How can we make the customer experience better over all channels? Because the customers are expecting it and you're not going to keep them. They're not going to come back unless you do it across all of the channels. So I think that's kind of my addition to what Thomas says.
Thank you so much, both. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I can tell that you could talk about many aspects of this for much, much longer than we have here. But I think you've shared loads and loads of interesting things here, and I really appreciate your time. For anyone listening to this that's interested in similar podcasts or covering similar topics, there are tons of modern commerce talks available on the Avoctia website. There are even some others that we've done before featuring people from our friends at Voyado. So head to the Avoctia website for more of those. And thank you for taking the time. Thank you much. Thanks so much, Sophie and Thomas. And I hope to speak to you again.
Thank you.